The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. Military Service and War. We believe that Christians are forbidden by the commandments of God from taking human life directly or indirectly, and that bearing arms is contrary to this fundamental belief. Therefore, we believe that Christians should not voluntarily become engaged in military service. If they are involuntarily engaged in military service, we believe they should refuse conscientiously to bear arms and, to the extent possible, refuse to come under military authority. The way of God is the way of love, sacrifice, and sharing. See Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 10. The teaching of God for an individual regarding the taking of human life is summed up in the sixth commandment, which says, "You shall not murder." Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Jesus Christ repeated a great principle when he said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. And the Apostle Paul said, "Love does no harm to a neighbor." Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Jesus stated, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight." John chapter 18, verse 36. In the Old Testament period, Israel was a kingdom of this world, yet with God as king. It exercised civil authority at God's command, including the power of earthly warfare. That time and situation has ended. The Church of God today is a spiritual nation, spiritual Israel. As Christians, we have come out of darkness, from the power of Satan to the power of the kingdom of God. See Acts chapter 26, verse 18. Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 13. That kingdom is not found in any national governments today. Rather, we now have our citizenship in heaven. See Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, being ambassadors of a kingdom that is yet to be established throughout this earth. Therefore, we do not fight in earthly warfare. Consider that if Christians had the responsibility of taking up arms for their respective countries, then a war between these countries would have Christians fighting other Christians, an obviously untenable circumstance, as Christ's disciples are to be characterized by their love for one another. See John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. And that, as already pointed out, means doing no harm. We are to emulate the actions of Jesus. He did not respond in kind when he was reviled, and he did not threaten when he suffered. He suffered for doing good and endured it patiently because of his desire to please God. He taught that to be angry with our brother can result in sin. We are to love even our enemies and do good to those who hate us. We are not to avenge ourselves. Vengeance belongs to God. Our warfare as Christians is in the spiritual arena. We do not war against flesh, but against wicked spirits in high places. See Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We are to be faithful spiritual soldiers of Jesus Christ. This is our calling in life. As such, a Christian must at times face a conflict between man's laws and the laws of Almighty God. When that happens, the Christian must obey the laws of God, which always take precedence. See Acts chapter 5, verse 29, and consider 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. In fact, we should try to avoid conflicts if we can, and joining the military is not conducive to that. In most countries, the military has its own rules and regulations. A person in the military is not free to decide what he or she can do, but is under the authority of superiors and must do what they say or risk severe consequences. The wisest course of action is to refrain from putting oneself in such a position, since a person in the military is subject to its authority and may be called upon to take human life or violate other areas or principles of God's law. Paul tells us not to become slaves of men in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. Therefore, the United Church of God, an international association, supports the conscientious objection of its members to military service and war.
Thanks for listening to Military Service and War in the booklet, Fundamental Beliefs of the United Church of God. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.